Can you believe he says things like that? Yeah, me too. Here's Gruber.
Oh, lighten up, Bob. Don't point me in that way on a Monday. Let's see here. Kirsten Gillibrand officially became a candidate for president over the weekend. Did anybody notice? No, not really. Her chance of winning is somewhere right around zero. But there are some people in the race now that have a shot at this. Beto O'Rourke, Robert Francis, whatever you want to call him. He's coming to Detroit, by the way. Where did I put that? Here it is. Robert Francis O'Rourke coming to Detroit today. Yeah. So will Kirsten Gillibrand, both be in Metro Detroit today, marking the start of the 12-month sprint to the Michigan primary that will help decide who takes on Republican President Donald Trump. By the way, that written by the Detroit News, apparently the Detroit News not taking too seriously the possibility that Trump could have a primary opponent. Trump set to rally in Michigan also March the 28th. One time only, March 28th, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Van Andel Arena. Everybody the... Donald Trump will be here. Van Andel Arena, 7 p.m., March the 28th. Put it down. Doors will open at 4. The event begins at 7. I guess you go to Van Andel to get tickets. I don't know how that works. Let's see where Beto's going to be. Where did Beto get? Let's see. O'Rourke, officially launched his bid. He'll have meet and greets today in Macomb and Oakland counties. Beto, by the way, if you happen to be catching us on the radio, give us a call, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Love to have you here on the program. Gillibrand will tape an MSNBC town hall in Auburn Hills, which will air at 8 o'clock tonight, and join a Femmes for Dems event at Three Cats Cafe in Clawson. Governor Whitmer will also be in attendance. Gillibrand, by the way, a U.S. Senator from New York, if you are unfamiliar. So all that going on today, and then Trump coming in on the 28th of March. That's a Thursday. Would that be, a week from Thursday? You got it. Now, Joe Biden is not in the race, but he will be soon. And he'll begin another full frontal attack on those of us who actually believe in liberty and the individual over the massive government takeover. In case you missed it, here's what he thinks of you, by the way. Joe Biden speaking out about you. If you had the nerve, the gall, the low-life tendency to vote for Donald Trump in the first place. Bite one. Go.
Despite losing in the courts and in the court of public opinion, these forces of intolerance remain determined to undermine and roll back the progress you all have made. This time, they, not you, have an ally in the White House. This time, they have an ally. They're a small percentage of the American people, virulent people, some of them the dregs of society. And instead of using the full might of the executive branch to secure justice, dignity, safety for all, the president uses the White House as a literal bully pulpit, callously exerting his power over those who have little or none.
You have been, I can't decide if it's Alex, is this a promotion or a demotion? If you've gone from being a deplorable to being a drag of society. All right, so Alex thinks it's an upgrade. So you're either the deplorables or the dregs of some of them, the dregs of society. I get it. So we voted in a way that you didn't approve, and therefore if we didn't approve the big government machine and the nanny state, we are the dregs of society. Well, okay, now I understand. Now I want to speak on the campaign a bit, and I'm going to bring in somebody I don't normally quote, that being Bill Maher. Bill Maher took aim at his friends in the Democrat Party on his Friday night program. It's on HBO, of course. And he slammed them hard, all for being afraid to go on Fox News or other conservative media like this one. Senator Peters comes to mind, who's been promising me for years that he would come on this program, but somehow, magically, he just never appears. Maher saying, if you want to compete, well, you just might need something to make that happen. What is that something? Well, bite two. Go.
And finally, new rule, Grow a pair. Last week, the Democrats made a terrible decision when they announced that they had turned down Fox News's offer to host one of their 2020 primary debates, saying Fox was nothing more than propaganda. Okay, so why not go on Fox News and tell them that? You want to be in the... You want to be in the big leagues, but you refuse to ever play an away game? You don't like the questions that Fox News might ask, so you're deciding to not take any questions at all? How very Trump of you.
Except that Donald Trump pretty much goes on everywhere. He makes himself available everywhere. But that notwithstanding, Maher is not someone I agree with very often, but he does have conservatives on the show all the time. Why? Because in order to fight the enemy, you have to engage the enemy, which is why I have all sorts of voices on this program. You have to understand different points of view from all sorts of directions, not just the ones that you agree with, which is why I have all sorts of voices on this program, as you well know. Now let's listen to bite number three, because it goes a bit further with Bill Maher. Go.
Look, we all know Fox News sucks. It's ruined Facebook and Thanksgiving and turned your grandpa into a dick. He's crabby now, and he only leaves the house once every 4 years. But unfortunately, it's to vote. You have to get inside the bubble. You call yourself the resistance, then fight behind enemy lines. That's what a resistance does. That's the difference between blowing up a tank and tweeting about it. Get out of your echo chamber and infiltrate theirs.
That part I agree with. Which is why every time the BBC calls, I take their opportunity to be on the BBC or NPR or a variety of other places. In order to have conversations of meaning, you have to have conversations of substance, which means you have to get into the ring with people you don't agree with and have conversations with them and exchange ideas. Yeah, Bill Maher's right about this one, my friends, and you're right for listening to The Steve Gruber Show.